Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Band.video presents Real Stable Genius.
Real Stable Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Mask in the Car Wearer. You go from your bed to your bathroom to your kitchen to your car, and that mask never comes off your face.
It's part of me.
It doesn't matter that you live alone, sleep alone, and are alone in your car. You won't spread that deadly virus to yourself.
Don't make me quarantine me.
If you're told to wear a blindfold or never leave your house, you wouldn't question, because you'll always bow to authority.
Freedom is deadly.
So crack open an ice cold cuck light, Mr. Mask in the Car Wearer, and let it sit there and get warm, since you can't drink it through your mask.
I'm told I'm not thirsty anyway.
Cuck light, Austin, Texas.
Big shout out to Darren McBreen for putting that together. The crew, Sam, just beautifully played the role of Mr. Mask in the Car Wear. I don't know who wrote that or was singing that song. I guess he was okay, too. But, folks, that video, see, we don't have the power to go viral anymore. But you have the power to make us go viral when you download the clips from band.video and share them. Of course, probably half this audience is banned on social media, too. The story is at newswars.com, Real Stable Genius, Mr. Mask in the Car Wearer. And, of course, you can download the links on band.video to these videos. Guys, what channel on band.video is that on so that I can give them the accurate information? Just let me know. We don't have to do it right now. But, folks, I'll let you know. You can download that and share it. People are watching it. They love it. This is the kind of stuff that can help defeat the New World Order. A little comedy for you. A little dose of reality, if you will. Speaking of a dose of reality, a liberal Democrat, there it is right there, the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Real Stable Genius, Mr. Mask in the Car Wearer at band.video. You can download that and share it. It's a little dose of reality there. Now, little dose of reality for a liberal Democrat that goes on Fox News. Marie Harf is her name, and she was on The Five today, and she got a question that she really couldn't respond to. And it went something like this.
May I ask a quick follow-up and then Charlie jump in? So, Marie, is there another Republican-led city that is having the kinds of problems that we're seeing in the Democratic-led city? And since I know, well, let me let you answer that. Is there?
Well, look, Democrats have been in charge of the big cities in our country for a long time. And there have been...
It's a yes or no question.
Well, it's more complicated. It's not binary, Harris. The issue is that Democrats are in charge of most
states. It's not a choice.
Violence rates have gone up and down.
Is there a Republican-led city that is having the same type of violence and unrest on its streets the way that a Democratic-led trail of cities is?
There are many parts of this country that are led by Republicans. There are many parts of this country led by Republicans that have
like
very high levels of violence.
Of Portland and Chicago right now. With the current
streets
unrest.
Of Portland
saying, you know, to look
like
at the blotter over here. I'm sorry.
The streets of Portland didn't look like this. The streets of Portland didn't look like this until President Trump sent in federal troops who were anonymous. They don't have their names on. That's what anonymous means. And had them arresting people with no due process in rented.
When you have an S3 marking and you have a...
Here it is again, folks. It's the same thing. As soon as the Democrats or a liberal progressive are forced to deal with their own reality, they just deflect. That's all they do is they deflect. She knows that she even admits it. She's like, well, the Democrats have been in charge of these cities for decades. Yeah, that's why all the jobs are leaving. That's why violence and crime are up. Because the Democrats have been running the cities. Homelessness up, crime up, jobs down, wages down. And then you simply say, hey, where's an example of a Republican area that this is happening? Well, it's Trump. Trump did this. Seriously, I think Trump made the wrong move sending in the feds. Let the Democrats burn their own cities, man. Hey, look, I don't like Washington as much as the next guy. The feds aren't helping. Unless you're going to send in the feds or the military to arrest the deep state criminals in Chicago, in St. Louis, who take Soros money and take Chi-Com money, then don't do Operation Legend. That's Operation Legend. What you're doing is Operation Get Blamed for Everything.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back. It is very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Christ came back today, the liberal, Democrat, progressives would kill him. In fact, I shouldn't even put that out there. I should just ask, if Jesus came back today, what do you think the liberal, Democrat, progressives would do? All right, I'm not going to hesitate. We're going to start taking your calls right now and all the way through till my guest, Andrew Torba, joins me in an hour. So I just ask that you skip the pleasantries and get right to your topic. Let's start with Jake calling in from Portland, where a lot of this madness is happening and has been going on for a while under Democrat control. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? I just wanted to say, yeah, I mean, it's funny that you brought up I don't know if, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but losing hope in Trump and not kind of latching onto everything he said.
Well, no. What I asked was, I gave the example of how it used to be I would always stop whatever I was doing to listen to what President Trump said, and it wasn't even a conscious thing. I just realized I stopped doing it this week. It's like I stopped caring in a way. So I asked what that represents to you. So you're saying that represents to you losing hope in Trump?
Well, not so much that, but like you said, like, it's weird that you brought that up because I feel the same way, you know, and it's kind of like the subconscious thing that's happened. Like, I just don't care anymore. And, you know, I've been very, very vocal about my support for Trump. I've supported Trump since the very beginning. I volunteered for his campaign first time around. I've been, with the Proud Boys for, you know, since 2016 out here in the Northwest, organizing events and rallies and stuff with Joey Gibson and people out here. And, you know, I mean, I've been a very active, you know, person in this. And it's like, so for me to now, you know, feel the way that you're feeling a little bit where it's just like, I have no interest.
Well, and here's the problem. People like you, and I've talked to other Proud Boys as well, and some of Trump's biggest supporters, of which I am, at the beginning, they're all feeling the same way. Women who were really vocal in their support of Trump are even more upset than we are. And, you know, by the way, because I was thinking about this, you know, it's such a shame what has been done to the Proud Boys because, you know, if I wanted to come on air today or let's say I wanted to join the Proud Boys, I would immediately be attacked from all these lying news publications, and they would call me a terrorist, and they would say that the Proud Boys are terrorists. A complete lie. A complete lie. But if I came out today and I said, oh, I'm a leader of Black Lives Matter, I'm a leader of Antifa, who is literally a murderous gang, then that would be totally accepted. And so it's just so sad what they've done to you guys, and just good for y'all for sticking by your guns and not bowing to this. But I think it's sad. I think it's sad that we kind of just subconsciously, unconsciously have just lost hope in Trump, if that's what you want to call it, whatever, or disinterested in what he says anymore, because we're just not getting action. Anything else, Jake?
Yeah, well, and like you said, too, you know, with the Proud Boys thing, it's like, you know, you got a lot of us kind of standing by, you know, like, what do we do? What can we do? But, you know, it's such dangerous times now. I mean, you see people that are being, you know, arrested or killed or charges brought against them for blatantly protecting themselves and their properties as, you know, the media and the leftists and BLM and Antifa, they are absolutely waiting for people like us to step up and try to do anything at all. So that we, you know, and if,
yep, and see, and exactly, and they've already got their court precedent set with Fields and what happened with the Proud Boys in New York. They have their Soros lawyers and judges all lined up. The whole system is rigged. And you know what? Let me just say one other thing, Jake, and thank you for the great call in response to Jake. Think about this is just it's literally just such a joke. I almost don't even want to go there. But here's why you'll have... You can come on in, Rob. It's all right. Here's why you will have most conservatives and Trump supporters never say anything bad about President Trump. Because they're so afraid to eat their own words that they'll never come out against the president. Whereas if I come out and I go anti-Trump and I say Trump's the one responsible for all the destruction, America's going to fall under Trump, and then he makes me eat crow and saves America, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm not in this for pride. I would love it for Trump to make me eat my own words. But see, most of the Trump supporters and media are cowards because they either rely on President Trump for all of their breaking news or interviews, and they don't want to feel shamed into eating their own words if they say something and then he takes action. They're just cowards. But, I mean, call it as it is, folks. President Trump said you're going to get sick of winning. I'm sick of losing. President Trump said he's going to give the country back to us. We've never had less control of our country. Again, I hope he makes me eat these words. I'll be popping bottles. But I'm not going to sit here like a coward and not call it like it is. All right, Curtis in Oregon. Curtis, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. The first point I wanted to make to President Trump was that he lost my vote when he re-signed the Patriot Act. But if he wants to win this election and my vote back, we need to see some major actions against the heads of these child trafficking networks and the bankers and everyone responsible for the downfall of America. Because we know what's happening right now. They are sitting there licking their lips, managing this decline, waiting to repo our houses, waiting to put us on the streets. Then they're loving it. And we're going to lose everything. And we know they're going to attack voting stations. And there's not going to be an election. They're going to get their way with this mail-in ballot, and he is going to lose.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that you're right. And if Trump's approach is, oh, well, I want to heal America. Hey, look, I get that. You know, you can try to heal yourself from eating healthy and running and everything, but if your leg has gangrene, you got to cut the leg off. And that's the only way you're going to get healthy. You know, I mean, folks, we got a cancer in this country. There is a cancer in this country, okay? We refuse to accept it. We know what it is. And until it's dealt with, we're in big trouble. But you bring up the sex trafficking networks. Rob Dew just brought this in for me. It's developing right now. Epstein floodgates open as judge rules explosive docs detailing Ghislaine Maxwell's sex life in Virginia Giuffre's defamation case be unsealed within a week. Now, we'll see if this leads to anything or not. Remember, Maxwell or someone in Maxwell's camp or somebody claims that Maxwell's going to cooperate and she has tapes of top-level business execs and politicians and everything having sex with underage people and kids. We'll see if any of it comes out. Again, Trump seems to be twiddling his fingers on this. I don't understand why, but that's what's going on. Anything else, Curtis?
Well, I would say, you know, if we're going to watch the decline of our country, we need to manage this decline with the same strategy that the elites usually use. They usually mop up all of the country's assets and... We're getting to the point where financial scorched earth policy is going to be our only option.
You know, it's funny you say that because not myself and other people I'm talking to have completely changed their tact as far as like, you know, investments or asset management or financial management. You just have to at this point. And I'm not even saying I'm not even saying I know which way to go. It's just these are such different times. Everyone's approach has to change. You're going to have to start placing bets in certain places because it's not business as usual right now. Curtis, thank you so much for the call. All right, when we come back, I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. Folks, Christmas in July at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, look, I'm down to one privacy pocket now. So this one will probably be gone tomorrow. Some sticky fingers will come in here and take it. I'm down to one. Started this week with four on the desk. But, you know, I'm a pretty good salesman, so I guess the crew is like, hey, I got to get me one of those. But, folks, here it is. The privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com, brand new design, by the way. The big complaint people have about Faraday enclosures for your cell phone, they're thick, they're bulky, they don't fit in a pocket. I don't want to wear it around. I just, you know, I want the privacy. I don't like being tracked and traced, but there's no convenient way to do it. This is it. Paper thin, fits in any pocket. I can put it in my back jean pocket. I can put it in my jacket pocket. So convenient, so thin, stops the dangerous radiation, stops the tracking and tracing. It's the privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. Fits easily in.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Listen, Deshaun Jackson, Steven Jackson, Nick Cannon, Ice Cube, man, what the hell are y'all doing? Like, y'all want racial equality. We all do. I don't understand how insulting another group helps our cause. And the only person called y'all on it was Kareem. We can't allow black people to be prejudiced also. Especially if we're asking for white folks to respect us, give us economic opportunity, and things like that. I'm so disappointed in these men, but I don't understand how you beat hatred with more hatred. That stuff should never come up in your vocabulary, and it should never come up in your heart. I don't understand it. I'm never going to accept it. And I'm asking you guys, I'm begging you guys, man, you guys are famous. You got a platform. We got to do better, man. I want allies. I don't want to alienate anybody. And to take shots at the Jewish race, the white race, I just don't like it because it's not right. And I had to call him on it because it's really been on my heart.
So that's Charles Barkley, former NBA player, Hall of Famer, and hosts many NBA talk shows on television. So it'll be interesting to see. I won't be tuned in to any of the garbage anymore, but you know, I'd be stunned if this doesn't permeate into the basketball talk every day. I mean, they put Black Lives Matter on the court. So here's the thing. COVID killed professional sports. The left is just putting the dead body into the casket and into the grave right now. So it's really sad. We've gone from Rick Monday picking up a couple Chicago libtards burning a flag at Wrigley Field, from him stopping that from happening and picking it up and getting a wild round of applause, to now it's the players burning the flag. Isn't that amazing? And you know what? I should also send this to you, Daria. There was a Russian former KGB agent in 1983 who did a TV interview. I'm going to have to send this to you. It's so incredible how he lays out the war on America with Chinese propaganda and liberal indoctrination. I mean, literally, 1983 warns America, hey, here's what's about to happen, and it's all happening. I guess I collude with Russia now, too. See, but that's another thing, all the lies about Russia. Russia is anti-globalism. Russia is anti-pedophilia. Russia is anti-New World Order. Russia's not perfect, but they're not in on all the global corruption, pedophilia, sex stuff. And so that's why they demonize Russia, and that's why Russia is another crown jewel. Yeah, that's the interview right there. We should air that whole thing. We should air that whole thing in some segment today. I'm going to do that. And also, we're going to have Bishop Larry Gators on to host the fourth hour, who's going to be getting more into the weeds with the Black Lives Matter stuff and race relations in this country, Bishop Larry Gators. So that's all coming up on the Alex Jones Show. For now, let me get back to your phone calls. Baldy in New York. Go ahead, Baldy.
Yeah, the interview the Bishop did the other week was one of the best ones you've had in a while. So the very first day that President Trump was first briefed on the Wuhan Chinese virus, January 3rd, Baldy was the first caller into the war room predicting an imminent false flag pandemic, which will lead to forced inoculation, but you cannot have forced inoculation before you have gun confiscation. Then all through March, I was sounding the trumpet, calling it the April Fool's virus. Now, who has been the biggest fool of them all? Sadly, President Trump. You have been fooled. You have been deceived. And you continue the masquerade because you are afraid to admit that you have been fooled.
But wait, Baldy, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. I remember those calls. I mean, we have the most informed audience out there. There's no doubt. But let me ask you this, though. Do you really think President Trump has been fooled, or is he just playing along? Because if you remember, when all of this first started, he said it's just like the flu. It's just the common flu. He said that. He tweeted that. And he was under a complete assault for it, and that's when he backed down and changed his rhetoric. So do you actually think he's fooled, or is he just playing along?
Fool would continue to bring out Dr. Burke, Dr. Fauci, instead of the doctors from Bakersdale, the heroes, the real rock stars, or the doctor in Texas. How come his first briefing back, he did not bring out the doctor in Texas that has been curing it? Sure, there is a range.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. He did sideline Fauci, but why doesn't he bring up his own team of doctors that are saying, hey, stop the mask, it doesn't work. Hey, the COVID is less deadly than the seasonal flu. Hey, they're faking the test results. Hey, I saw what they did in the nursing homes. I saw what they did in the hospitals to get more money. I saw them blow people's lungs out and murder them with ventilators. Yeah, why isn't he doing that? That's a great question. I don't know.
There is a ray of hope, though, when he says that he prefers the cure as opposed to the vaccination. The problem is that President Trump constantly wants to win the favor of everybody, but he does not understand, or maybe he does now, there is a certain segment that will hate him, not just because he's Trump, not just because of the media, but also because they're jealous of him. It's pure jealousy. But he could turn it around tomorrow. Get the Bakersdale doctors on. Get the doctor in Texas that's curing everybody. And I'm not taking credit. Baldy is not the genius. It is the genius, like you said, of everybody, the InfoWars. I've been listening to InfoWars since 2005. I would not have half of the knowledge I have if it wasn't for Alex. So thank you, Alex, wherever you are. Thanks always, Road Warrior Owen. You're the best. Goodbye.
Thank you, Baldy. Let's go to Mark in Seattle. Mark, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm watching the situation unfold here in Seattle, obviously down south there in Portland. And, you know, I agree with you 100%, Owen. Why send the feds in to make yourself look like a fool if you're not going to actually dispatch them appropriately? You know, I mean, the way that I'm seeing it go down is that they're, you know, they're letting Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the writer, just play with them and just absolutely just play into their hands, you know, when it comes to these optics. And as far as Trump is concerned, you know, from the very beginning, you know, I voted for Trump, you know, and I have been a supporter, but, you know, me and my like-minded friends, we said from the very beginning that no matter what Trump does, you know, whether it's positive or negative, it's up to the people. You know, there was a spirit that was also dispatched with all of this, whether it was, you know, Trump ignited it. When it came to, there was also a spirit that kind of ignited in the people when it came, you know, to this movement that we have going on now. And, you know, you look at the decision that you have, you know, are we going to vote for Trump? Are you going to vote for Biden? Of course I'm going to vote for Trump. Am I disappointed in his decisions right now? Yes. Am I disappointed in his rhetoric when it comes to COVID and the mask and all that? Absolutely. There's a bunch of stuff that Trump is doing that I'm disappointed in right now. But at the end of the day, we still come down to that decision of, I mean, there's no way I'm going to vote for Biden. But, you know, at the very end of the day, this comes down to the people.
Well, and here's what it's going to come down to, Mark. There's going to be Trump supporters that are pissed because he's turned into a politician saying, oh, look, the economy's great. Oh, you're so sick of winning, when it's not true. And so they're going to stay home to spite him. And then you're going to have people that just don't want to leave their homes because they don't want to leave a mask or they're afraid of getting shot or beat up. They won't go vote. So, I mean, look, this is a serious situation, and all his campaign is boosting his...
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine.
All right, let's go right back out to your phone calls. We got Robert in North Carolina lined up, ready to go. Robert, you're on the air. The Alex Jones Show, go ahead. Robert, going once, twice, three times, sold. Liberal in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I've listened to you for over the past 2 years, besmirching the character of people that you call from the left. You call them idiots and such, and probably by their actions and words, they probably do deserve it. But you all on the right, specifically yourself and Alex, with the exception of David Knight, you all have been acting like abused wives. Donald Trump has been making statements, and his actions are the total counter to what he has said. He spoke about red flag laws, but you all are calling on him to help you all when it comes to censorship, but he is now trying to align himself with big corporations like Google to undermine the rights of people.
Hold on a second. I report on that. I mean, I literally report on that. I literally complained about what you're talking about today. Dan Crenshaw, in fact, just sided with Pelosi on red flag laws. So, hey, look, I understand what you're saying overall as a point, I guess. Why haven't I totally abandoned Trump? But to sit here and act like I don't cover it and say that you listen every day, I mean, that's just not true.
Okay, so, and I'm not stating that you don't cover it. What I'm stating is that you all are lukewarm, and this is something that Alex covers all the time. You can't be lukewarm. You have to pick a side. When Trump, you all speak about why isn't Soros being investigated or why hasn't he been arrested, and when you take a look into the history of his organization or foundation, they are always paired with the NED, which is the National Endowment for Democracy, and that's a CIA-run front. They're always participating in color revolutions all over the world. And you all expect the same guy that's backing these organizations to come and assist you all and aid you all. Which is why I call y'all abused wives, yeah. Y'all have this unrealistic expectation that somehow his words will certainly mirror his actions, and his actions haven't done so. He spoke about not wanting vaccines when he first came in, and now he's a proponent of vaccines.
I mean, I don't understand. I understand what you're saying, but you're just repeating what I've said. I've literally said everything you're saying on the air, so I don't know what your point is. I mean, what's your political ideology? Where are you coming from?
Well, to be quite honest, I do call myself a liberal, but I am unbiased as of now. I have seen, over the years that I've lived in this country, I've seen both political parties participate in a specific agenda that has moved on. They have given their followers the football topics to play with and fight over with, while the main agendas have kept pushing.
Okay, so let me ask you another question then, because I actually appreciate this conversation, and we may have different political ideologies or whatever. I like being able to talk to somebody that thinks differently. I like someone calling in and legitimately challenging me on my ideas and not just screaming obscenities or calling me curse names. So I appreciate what you're saying, liberal, but let me ask you this then, because I completely get it. You're right. I'm a fool. Like, Trump's fooled us all. Why should I have hope in Trump? But let me ask you this then. How do you explain how the entire corrupt establishment is against Trump? How do you explain that?
I see this as theater, Owen. Theater for the idiots, theater for the masses. And the piece that you were speaking about earlier, what's this guy's name? Yuri Bresmanov. He speaks about it in that clip that you're talking about. In order to have society progress, and when I say progress, I'm quote-unquote progress. Progress to what? You have to have two opposing forces. So they have created these two opposing forces, those that are in the Trump camp and those that are firmly entrenched in the Democratic Party's camp.
But that doesn't really answer my question. And you have to admit, though, I mean, InfoWars has never really been on a side of anything. I mean, when Republicans were in office, we were known as Bush bashers. When Obama was in office, you know, we were anti-left. So, I mean, InfoWars has never really been on any side. I guess, you know, we had faith in Trump that he was going to be different. You say that we're fools for it. I'll accept that. But that doesn't really answer the question of how is the entire corrupt establishment against Trump? Are you saying it's all an act?
Okay, it's psychological, Owen, and if you give me an opportunity, I'll answer it for you. It's psychological. They have made it seem as if everyone is anti-Trump, and what that does now is certainly solidify his base. Like, wow. Everyone is against him. So you know what?
But that's what I'm saying, though. You use that word. Correct. But hold on a second. You use that word "seem." So you're saying that really Hollywood isn't anti-Trump. Really, all the media lying about him isn't anti-Trump. It's all just an act.
You know what they're anti? Owen, they're anti-Constitution. That's what all of these people.
Well, I agree with that, and I think they're anti-reality. You know, it's funny you bring up the Constitution because isn't it funny how we've got all these people? It's always convenient, like, oh, America's racist. The people that wrote the Constitution were slave owners. Burn it to the ground. Remove their statues. And then all of a sudden, when anything happens to them, oh, this is unconstitutional. You're denying my constitutional rights. I mean, isn't that hilarious how that's happening on the streets now?
It is hilarious. And this is the thing. I don't listen to those idiots whatsoever. When it comes to people like that, and what I really called to talk about, yes, I wanted to bring up that topic about Trump, but what I've been really wanting to speak about is Governor Cuomo here in New York. And I'm guessing you guys can pull this information up. On May 29, 2020, there's a headline in the New York Post titled, Governor Cuomo delays phase two reopen for New York region's outraging officials. In the 8th paragraph down, out of his own mouth, Cuomo states that he is taking instructions from international experts with respect to reopening New York. And I would advise any small business owner living in the state of New York to take him to task on this, because he's the one responsible for keeping them shut down. Not even him, but so-called international organizations or international experts. And I want people to take him to task for that.
Which is globalism. Hey, liberal, I'd love to give you more time. This has been a great call. I just got full lines of people who have been waiting almost an hour. But you know what? I appreciate a caller like this who calls me out on things that he thinks I'm wrong on, puts me on task with things I've said, and is someone from a different political leaning or ideology that can actually have a conversation. You see, this is what's missing in America right here. This is why America can't heal. And I really appreciate you calling in on this, liberal, and I wish there were more people, whether you're a liberal or leftist or whatever, I wish there were more people like you that were willing to challenge my ideas or challenge my words and actually be able to have a conversation. This is what's missing. So thank you for the call, liberal. Let's go to Isaiah in Ohio. Isaiah, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I want to start off by saying right now I think we need to have faith and to be speaking faith-filled words right now into the earth. The Lord showed me a while back that the world is going to be flooded with his anointing stronger than it's ever been before. So just staying positive, and because I know it's hard to, you know, stay positive with everything that's going on and not talk negative, but I think that's a key part. It's like the story with Ananias, and it was said in the Bible that the anointing will be so strong that our shadows will be able to heal the sick. But with Ananias, he lied to Peter about selling his property, and he, him and his wife dropped dead in the power of the Holy Ghost that was on the earth back then. So.
Well, you know, we got to go to a break here, and I want to just respond to what you said about being positive. You know, I completely agree, and the challenge is, look, I mean, I'm gonna step away from the mic for a couple days here to try to actually practice what Isaiah just said, being positive. Here's the problem. You can't go anywhere now without the anti-you, anti-freedom, anti-American propaganda shoved in your face. The mask, the BLM, all the anti-Trump garbage. So it's hard not to let that upset you.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030. Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Gentlemen, that was Dodger Stadium, I believe. Cubs-Dodgers, I think it was 1973. Guys, fact check me on that. Rick Monday entering the field of play, or leaving the field of play, in right field, sees a couple of libtards getting ready to burn a flag in left field, and he runs up, scoops up the flag before he can burn it. Vin Scully, the late great, the legend, calls it perfectly. Can you imagine? You know, I want to play that again. Because listen to this. Imagine this happens in today's day and age. And listen to the response of the crowd when they're booing when they burn the flag. They cheer when Rick Monday scoops it up. And then you have Vin Scully, the legend, saying, can you imagine burning an American flag? Now, just listen to that one more time and think about how far we've come from that. Here it is again.
All right. I'm not sure what he's doing out there. It looks like he's going to burn a flag, and Rick Monday runs and takes it away from him. And so Monday,
to lose him in a hurry.
And then the crowd cheers for Rick Monday. They put on the Jumbotron, Rick Monday, great play. That was in L.A. He was a Chicago Cubby. 1976. Wow. Probably the greatest play in Cubs history right there. All right. And then Vin Scully. Can you imagine burning an American flag? Unbelievable. The average, you know, in fact, you know what? I won't even say this, to be honest, because I know a lot of these guys personally. Honestly, most of them either are politically uninvolved or conservative folks. In fact, I'll actually be honest with you. I've walked into multiple broadcast booths when guys are doing their prep work, and they're listening to InfoWars and Alex Jones. Okay? So I've also had fisticuffs with some guys in radio booths because they're liberals and I'm conservative. Now, it was all in good fun, but man, we are a far cry from that. Now you'll probably have an American flag burning ceremony before every game, which is essentially the Black Lives Matter ceremony. All right, let's go back out to your phone calls. By the way, we're going to air coming up before Andrew Torba joins me, the former Russian KGB agent. It's just so powerful, folks. We'll upload the video on Bandout Video, too. We're going to play that coming up. Let's go back out to the phone lines for the time being. Austin in Virginia. Austin, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I really love your show. I just wanted to say I used to be an anarchist when I lived in Denver. I blame half of it on liberal indoctrination, so that's what I want
to
talk about.
Did you go to Denver U?
No. I didn't go to college. It's in the high school. You know, They teach that we're on stolen land, but what they fail to mention is all the land was stolen at one point until capitalism was invented. But anyways, I wanted to talk about these GoFundMes, man, because George Floyd, we all know what he did. He solicited individual cigarettes. He committed fraud and resisted arrest, died a criminal. He's a millionaire. He's got $20 million in his GoFundMe.
Oh, not only that, Austin, I'm glad you brought this up because I was thinking about this too. Like, I mean, look, I really want to get along with everybody. I really want to heal America. And I'm thinking, like, how do you even talk to a George Floyd protester who really thinks he was just outright murdered by a police officer? He was hopped up on drugs. He was committing crimes. He asked them to take them. This all came out in the transcripts. Nobody covered it. Floyd, foaming at the mouth on drugs, banging his head against the car window, asked to be removed from the car so he could lay down. I mean, but they don't cover any of that. And yeah, you're right. They get millions of dollars donated to all their GoFundMes, whether it's Floyd or any of these other people. They just get millions pour in. So yeah, you know, but it's not just Floyd. It's like, I don't even know how they do this. It's like literally they set up GoFundMe and they get millions of dollars overnight.
Yep. I also wanted to mention that Jessica Doty Whitaker, her GoFundMe has less than $100,000 in it. The white mother who got shot saying all lives matter.
Yep.
I mean, it's disgusting. And the Portland, Oregon Antifa protester or rioter, they should call it bail and bond fund, has almost $1 million in it. And I did some research. I looked up some donors, three different names, three different people, all college professors, one in New York, one in Texas, one in California. We see where the money's at. We need to stop this liberal indoctrination because that's where the problem's coming from.
Yeah. And see, this is like, these are drastic measures, folks, but, and it looks like the money for Whitaker has actually gone up, at least since you checked. It's up to $85,000. But still, you know, George Floyd, the criminal, you know, he brings in a record amount of donations for GoFundMe. But it's all about promotion. It's all about the media and how they control the whole thing and have everybody brainwashed. And then they literally give $10 to George Floyd or whatever, and they think they just saved the world. They feel empowered by it. They have no idea how they've just been totally deceived. Anything else, Austin?
Nope, that was it. We just need to get out there, and we need to support the Whitaker family. They deserve more from us, conservatives. So that's it. Really love your show, Owen. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, there is the GoFundMe right there. But, you know, her life doesn't matter. It's just so sad, folks. I mean, look, because I don't know what you do. I really don't know how you can reason with these George Floyd protesters. The simple answer is you can't. And so I don't know what to do with them. They're lost. They're lost. They don't want to be connected to humanity. They don't want to be connected to reality. They don't want to be connected to God. They're so drunk on hatred. They're so under mind control. It's a fact, folks. More black lives have died because of Black Lives Matter than lives that have been saved. Tell me one black life that's been saved by Black Lives Matter. You can't. But you've had at least 20 black people dead
killed during a Black Lives Matter riot. But then the media covers it all and says it's a peaceful protest. I mean, it's sick, man. It's sick. And it's all by design, by the way. And, you know, Alex Jones wasn't the only person that knew it. He was just the only one in American media brave enough to report on it. But we're going to play up a clip coming up from a 1984 interview with a Russian KGB agent that just... I want to play it because I... Well, I work for Russia, obviously, but no. Just because it's so shocking, because it just hits home. It just makes you realize the attack we're under. All right, Christine in California, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, regarding Trump's remarks about Maxwell or anybody else, excuse me, his stock and trade, part of his way of dealing with people and his career and is being charming. Okay, which is disarming. And a lot of times you'd be talking about somebody such a wonderful person, when he hires them and stuff, he's fired them a week later. And I think it's part of a ploy, and it's also a good way to avoid lining yourself up for some libel lawsuit or something. But these people have known him a long time. He's been around them. He knows what they're up to. And what's her name? Hillary had reportedly said that if he gets elected, we'll all be hung. So they know he's not reliable to them. Now, he was probably throwing them some bones in appointing those people who were swamp rats themselves and confusing them or slowing down some decision to try to assassinate him or something. But I wouldn't give up on him, but I wouldn't treat him or anybody else as the Messiah either. But if it is just the usual game where the Democrats are driving a train, taking us to hell fast, and the Republicans driving a train, taking us to hell slowly, it's easier to jump off a slower moving train. So I would still go Trump. But that's now on the masks. Here's the thing, the concept of protect. The very CDC document that's quoted and shown on air on your show and probably elsewhere that says that the masks don't protect, in the same sentence says stop buying them up and leave some for the people who need them, the emergency responders and the medical people. The thing is, the only real protection, which is an absolute thing, is a hazmat suit. I mean, a real one. Not, I mean, a type for dealing with bio-ors, but not the sort they'll get up to clean a really filthy house. So what we're talking about here is partial protection. And now,
they can protect us all day long. I mean, they could mandate you wear a condom during sex. No, they can't. Well, it's for protection. They could mandate you wear a helmet, you know, during a hailstorm. Well, no, you can't. Well, it's for protection. No, it's all about freedom to me. And for statewide mask mandates to be going into place across the nation is just, it's just abhorrent. Thank you for the call, Christine. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to air the video of the former Russian KGB agent laying it all out perfectly. It's just, I mean, it just makes it more real. And we'll also get Andrew Torba on. But, you know, here's the thing about with the Trump deal. Folks, this isn't like an ego thing or anything. It's not trying to take credit away from Trump. If it wasn't for this audience and in InfoWars, Trump would have not made it out of the RNC. He would have not made it out of the Republican nomination process. So there's just like an added pressure of making sure we do the right thing in these perilous times.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.